welcome your hosts for this evening. Lights, camera, what's the action?
Hello and welcome to Lights, Camera, What's the Action, the podcast about betting on film and television awards. I'm Tony Coca-Cola. Right after the event, here is the Professor. Hello, Professor.
Well, Tony, it's all done. It's all done.
Done and dusted. And over there is Max. Hello, Max Wren.
I'm here in spirit, Tony.
Yes. What happened to your corporeal self?
It's non-existent.
As we watch Patrick Bateman get a limousine to Dorsier in the background. It's all been done and done. How did we go just off the top in terms of our picks? Out of 23, Professor, how did you go?
Not too bad, Tony. I was less bullish on Barbie, which helped, and I was more inclined towards Poor Things on The Craft. So that helped with an 18 out of 23
nice
in total.
Nice work. Max, how did you go?
Unfortunately, I had the high conviction on Barbie for a lot of those categories, production design. Can't believe that Maestro didn't pick up makeup.
Yep.
Again, Poor Things went through. So I can't remember the last time I had a score as low as this. It was probably more than 15 years ago. So my score out of 23, I only picked up 14 in total, which is pitiful, absolutely pitiful.
I will just get over your pitiful by one. I got 15 out of 23. But yes, I put all my eggs in the Barbie basket and the Maestro basket. So Maestro won nothing.
Zero.
And Killers won nothing.
Oh, no,
yeah,
really?
Wow.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, of course, yeah, with Lily
missing. Oh, God, we'll get to that in a minute. What did we think of the ceremony? How did we think of Kimball went? It went just, what, a bit over 3 hours? It seemed to go reasonably quick, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. It pumped along. The musical numbers were all terrific, I think.
Yeah.
Particularly John Baptiste.
Moving. Just really, really moving.
Well, to the point where as soon as the ceremony finished, I put on American Symphony.
Yes.
Just for an intermission.
And we watched that, for its entirety.
An emotional stabiliser.
Yeah, an emotional stabiliser, and just if we needed more tears, we'd go through there.
Yep.
But also the highs as well as the lows.
Yes.
I think he embodies both.
Appreciate the genius.
The journey.
I thought the opening monologue was strong. Jimmy Kimmel kind of didn't miss a beat, I think, throughout. There were some really obvious jokes, but didn't...
He just powered through.
He just got on
to the next one. Yeah. What do you think of it, Professor?
It felt quick. I mean, early. We were recording this from Australia, of course. It started 1 hour early, like everyone else. It felt a bit slow in parts, but then we kept up. We caught up in some shorter announcements and very short speeches. So, most of all, Tony, very, very pleased that the Zone of Interest on Best Sound. I had no financial interest in that, but that was truly special moment.
Did you feel as though there wasn't really a direct reaction after Al Pacino read Oppenheimer?
Yes.
He says, "I can see Oppenheimer," but he didn't say it.
Yeah. Is that the actual winner, or you can see Oppenheimer?
Well,
I don't know what's happening.
That's strange.
We can all see Oppenheimer. We all have seen it. All right, then let's just get to it. Let's just go sort of on the ballots we've got here. From last to first, original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall was the winner. I think we all had that, and did we all have bets on that? I did. I got it at like 230, 275, I got it as well. So that was a happy winner for me.
Yeah, I had that one too.
Yeah, so I had The Holdovers and Anatomy, and Anatomy took it, so profitable in that category.
Yeah, I had Holdovers as well.
Nice. Adapted screenplay went to American Fiction. That was one of the better speeches, I think, from Cord on the night. That was one of the longer odds I caught too. I got it at 8.50 when the market first opened, so that was tasty. I was happy with that. But did we all get Fiction?
No, I was on Barbie for this one.
Oh, that's right.
I went pretty hard on Barbie. I just had a feeling, that that Greta Gerwig would be rewarded for this one. Even though, American Fiction was the strong favourite, so I lost on that one.
Yeah, also profitable in this category for me. I had Fiction and Oppenheimer, so. Caught Fiction at a reasonable price, so profitable on this one.
Visual effects, oh God. Godzilla gets up, and the team gets up in their broken English, and it's all very endearing, and they've got the Godzilla figure up there with them. I had enough on Godzilla to cover my VFX bets, so that was something. I was hoping for creator, but I was happy enough with Godzilla. Professor, you had a bit on this.
I had a bit on Godzilla, as well as Jerry's favourite, Napoleon, and the creator in a multi, which ultimately failed. That didn't really mean anything, but yeah, also made a bit of profit on this one.
Yeah, Godzilla for me too. That was the only bet that I had. I had a pretty sizable one on Godzilla, and that luckily came through. That's one of the positives for me. One of the few.
Speaking of positives, sound. This is a big negative. Zone of Interest. Now, the right film won, I think.
Without question.
That's certainly something to be celebrated.
A moral victory.
It was a moral victory, yes, for Zone. Let me just share with you, gents, my multis.
Is this a touching story? Is this a sad story?
This is a very deep sadness story. This is a very deep sadness. So if Oppie had have got up for sound, 7 multis would have come in for me, totaling just a hair over $5,000.
Aussie dollars.
Yes. I got everything else. Man. I got production design, costume, makeup in the multis. I got last repair shop in the multis. Murphy, Godzilla, spread across. But I had Oppie in sound. So that was a great sadness. So that brought me right back down to earth, unfortunately. Anyway, it was always next year.
I was in the shadow of that. I had one multi. I think sound missed for me. So I got 9 out of 10 for that one.
And yeah.
That was at $3.70, which is, didn't miss. So remarkably, the Academy rewarded it. Mm. They were able to see the film. They were able to listen to the film.
Yep.
I was thinking Oppenheimer all the way. I really did not think they would go for the Zone of Interest.
Yep.
That was one of the biggest upsets of the night.
Yeah, probably.
And they said that in their acceptance speech. Thank you for listening.
And that really tanked you. Oh, my gosh.
There we are. We had one multi that I had... all the usual suspects that I've mentioned, but yeah, had Poor Things for production design, costume, and makeup. That multi was 108-1.
Oh my God.
We missed that. Oh well. Speaking of missing, live action short film went to Henry Sugar. Wes Anderson didn't even bother to turn up.
Yeah.
Oh, poor form. And the abortion happy drama Red, White, and Blue didn't come in. That was a sadness for me, but I didn't have any other money on this category. Animated short. War is over. I did get a piece of this, thankfully. I got it at $3.25 and $2.77, so that was nice. Anything for you, Professor?
Just a little bit of War is Over.
Yep.
Yeah, for the Yoko Ono.
Yes. Yeah, we gave Yoko a shout-out for her birthday, so that was good.
I didn't have anything on that one.
Production design. I thought it was going to go Barbie. Went to Poor Things. I had no money on this except for in my multis. Do you have anything?
I had Poor Things for 3-1. Yeah, so that
3-1. Nice work. Profit. That's nice.
But when this was announced, I think we had some qualms about how the night was going to go, particularly with Best Actress.
Exactly right. Yes. Best Picture. We're going to put that in the middle there. Went to Oppenheimer, of course. Max, you got Oppenheimer at an absolutely terrific price, despite the fact that you couldn't get much on.
That's right. I think it was 13 or 17. I can't remember.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Oh. Yeah, I got a little piece of Oppie at 9-1. That was in April last year.
Lovely.
I put more on.
If only. Original song went to Billie Eilish, What Was I Made for Barbie. Although, if you were voting in the room on the night, I'm Just Ken, surely. Yeah. Was going to take that away. What a performance that was.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was very good.
Original score, yes, went to Oppie. Didn't have anything on that. Makeup, Maestro the favourite. Cooper goes home, empty-handed. Poor Things gets up, yes. And as we said, yes, if when Poor Things gets production design, gets makeup, gets costume, it was looking very good for Emma Stone.
I'm just so surprised that the Academy just rewarded it so many times for this film, particularly over more mainstream stuff like Barbie. They've gone with it. It's taken a more of an arty turn. We're so far away from the days of Coda, which I shouldn't even mention. So far away. From
Don't that. Mention that name.
So Poor Things won 4 or in the end, right?
Yes, and actress. Yes. Yeah.
Strong showing.
Very strong showing. International feature film went to Zone of Interest, of course. That was always too short to bet on. Film editing went to Oppie. Yes, of course. Doco Short went to the last repair shop. I had a few pieces on this, thankfully. It was nice at $3.25. I kept telling people to get on that too, so I hope you did.
No, I was on ABC's A Book Banning and Nine Eye.
And Nine Eye,
so I had two losses on that.
I had Repair Shop and Nine Eye and ABC's as bets. ABC's was the bookmaker favourite, but on Gold Derby it was the Repair Shop. They overwhelmingly liked that as of this morning, pre the Oscar jump. So I made a profit on that one.
I'm happy that it went to Last Repair Shop.
Yes.
I think it's the best film.
Yes, I agree. I think it was too. Doco feature film went to Mariupol, of course, and you could hear a pin drop in that room as that filmmaker gave the speech. He was, lecturing us all, and it was very moving. Directing went to Nolan, finally, with Spielberg giving it out, and Nolan, well-deserved there.
Question for the floor.
Oh, yes.
How many Academy Awards will Christopher Nolan win in his lifetime?
That's a good one. Let's
over under four.
Oh, under. Yeah. I think. I think he'll be lucky to get
one
more. Yeah, one more.
Two.
I reckon one more.
Okay.
Yeah, one more.
How old is he?
It's good. It's got a bit. He's same. He's like 50, 51, 52.
Yeah, 30 years more filmmaking. Yeah.
Costume design went to Poor Things. As we said, do you have any on that, Professor?
No, for the nothing costume? On costume, Tony. Yeah.
No. Cinematography to Oppie, of course. Animated feature film, Boy and the Heron.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us had a bet on, unfortunately. No. I didn't have it in any of my multis, thankfully. That was another shock of the night, certainly.
Indeed.
Then actress, here we go, then the last four to wrap it all up. Actress in a supporting role, Divine Joy Randolph, of course. Didn't thank anybody from the actual film. She was in Emma Stone over Gladstone for best actress. Wow. I did have a lot of Gladstone. I had a lot of Stone. I had some Benning as well. I certainly won more on Stone individually in the actress category than I did in Gladstone. But I had a few multis that were still alive with Zone Sound that I would have liked to have come in if Gladstone could come up, and she didn't, so it didn't.
I was very heavy on Gladstone. I had a very small taste of Emma Stone quite early on, but it was only like 1/10 of what I had on Gladstone.
Yeah, post Venice had a lot of Emma Stone, a lot.
Good.
And then post BAFTA topped up again, and then was getting very worried with SAG, and all indicators were.
Yep.
On the back of the SAG feeling in the room and Gladstone's speech, that it was hers for the taking. Very, very surprising.
Yeah, it's surprising to me too. Like, you know, this is, how often has this happened? Like the stars have aligned.
Yeah.
It just, I couldn't really see anyone but Lily Gladstone winning this category. And I was really
shocked. Stone was shocked as well.
Yeah.
She didn't expect it.
Yeah, that was a strange moment for her. And she was just like, she couldn't say anything about
about how racist the Academy is. Clearly.
Clearly.
That's going to be all over the Twitterverse. Professor, you'll be all over that. Actor in a supporting role. Professor's favourite, Sterling K. Brown, unfortunately didn't get up. It was RDJ, Robert Downey Jr., and he gave a very fun speech. He's been waiting for that moment for a while. We didn't have any piece of him, did we?
Didn't bring a piece of paper, Tony. I like that.
Yes, that was good. Neither did Randolph, thankfully, so that was good too.
Yeah, well deserved.
And then finally, actor in a leading role, Cillian Murphy. The G train derailed, is no more. Murphy got up, and I had some Murphy in some multis to cover for my G losses, but unfortunately, they were all linked to Oppie Sound, so nothing there.
No, this was the biggest loss of the night for me. I was very, very heavy, to the point where almost 50% of my investment was on Paul Giamatti, and of course all that went down in the category.
Let's start, go with the awards, Tony. A fourth year tradition, beginning with a film about 3 years ago called Luana Yak.
Oh yes,
something,
the Yak.
Something to that effect.
Yeah, the Yak.
So one of us backed that pre-nominations at 151 to get nominated. Or to win. Ultimately, he didn't take the chocolates. But in honour of the Yak...
But he did get nominated.
Yes,
got nominated,
it did.
Got nominated.
That was the win.
But so this award, before we get to the ultimate award of biggest profit on turnover, This award is dedicated to the better amongst the three of us who had the biggest prize winner on Oscar Day. Biggest prize.
Max, how did you go?
I think I had 17.
17, and it was Stone?
I think so.
Yeah. I got Stone at 26.
Okay, bang.
And I think that is the best for me, yes. How did you go, Professor? What was your best?
Oh, nowhere close, Tony. I had Oppenheimer at 9-1 and Venice Film Festival, Emma Stone 9-1 as well.
I'll take the yak. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so the next category we have is the Ron Howard Award. Mm. So this is in honor of profit making, even though the film is bad. How did we go with this one? I didn't like The Repair Shop, and yet I made a profit. It's in the eyes of the beholder, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Max and I both liked The Repair Shop. We both thought it was the best of the lot. I think you might have it, Professor, because everything else that won, I think, got reasonably reviewed by us. I think that's the only real sort of fail. Yeah, you can take that. You can take the Ron Howard.
Okay. Okay, so next category, Tony, before we get to the I Drink Your Milkshake Award. So I Drink Your Milkshake is dedicated to the greatest profit on turnover for the entire award season. So Oscars plus everything else that's gone before it. So the Ace Rothstein Award is Oscars only for profit on turnover. Oscars only, Max?
Yeah, I'll go first because I think I'm the one who's out in the wilderness in the Twilight Zone for that one. Oscars, POT, official, total, is -68%.
Oh, dang, G-train.
-68%, derailed.
Derailed. Yeah. My Oscar, POT, is 14%.
Ooh.
Okay.
Positive.
Yes. Positive 14%. Would have been a different story if bloody Oppy sound had come in.
So Oscar only was +25%.
Oh, Professor, it's tight. You put yourself third in the odds for the Milkshake Award, didn't you? Oh, this is going
to
be tight. Oh,
well, let's get to the big one. So, I Drink Your Milkshake, beginning back in April last year with MTV Awards, Cannes, and so on. Max Wren.
It's been a long season.
Been a long season.
And before the Oscars began, I had a positive POT of 74%. Yeah. Was.
Beautiful.
Something of that nature. But the Oscars comes along, and of course, things can change.
They can.
Including that number. Particularly the number from a positive to a negative.
Oh.
And that's what happened to mine. Unfortunately, that positive has become a negative, and my season POT, -37%.
Oh. Bad luck, Max.
Devastation.
No good.
Devastation. All that hard work and effort, all that is gone.
Professor, this is tight. I tell you what odds did you give yourself? I think you were giving
270.
270?
270 this morning before the Oscars. Okay, so the Razzies were yesterday.
Oh, the Razzies.
The Razzies were yesterday.
Oh, you got
and,
me.
And I caught Winnie the Pooh as a combo, screen combo.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Fox did very well on the day.
Yep.
She won two Razzies.
Yeah.
Caught one of them.
Congratulations to Megan Fox.
Yes, yep. And Sylvester Stallone continues his cinematic excellence with the Expendables franchise. Nevertheless, a negative 37% POT before we began the Oscars, so I was coming from a fair way back.
Oh, really? Negative?
Fair way back. Yeah. My overall Oscars and
season
profit on turnover is plus 3%.
Oh, Professor, at least it's a plus. It's a plus. Well done. My 2023-24 season profit on turnover is 24%.
Bang, Tony, bang.
Positive 24. So that's something, I guess. Oh, dear.
That's an excellent return on investment for the whole season.
Yeah, not too... Well, it could have been something else. Oh, it was so close. So close to being something else entirely. And that would have been very special. Would have been, yes, champagne and oysters this evening and lobster.
200s or something,
yeah? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That would have been interesting. All right, Joe, so do we have any thoughts about 2025, Oscars? Anything? Anything tickling your fancy? I really, really like Samuel L. Jackson for the piano lesson. But I don't know yet if it's lead or supporting. I think it's supporting. But that would be a heartbreaker if I just absolutely dumped everything now on supporting and then he went lead. That would just be horrifying. There's no markets yet, sports bet. I mean, this show's been over for about an hour now. I like that. I like Blitz for picture. And I like Saoirse Ronan from Blitz for actress. I presume she's lead actress. Mm. They're my big tips going in. Sight unseen about any of them. You got anything, Professor? No?
I like the sound of Blitz, yep. Steve McQueen.
Yep.
And I think today the international portion of the voting academy really flex their muscles, so something to look out for in 2025.
Mm. I think we can't discount June Part 2.
Oh, yes. Yes.
For a number of the Craft Awards.
Greg Fraser, is he going to go 2 for 2?
He could go 2 for 2, that's right, yeah, for cinematography. Denis Villeneuve, looks like he's aiming for an Oscar nomination, at least, for director.
Yes.
Whether he'll get it for that. We know that there'll be a June Part 3, which adapts part of the second novel, as I understand it. So they may wait until the third one, depending on what happens. But apparently the second novel is very strange. I haven't read it, but really kind of surrealistic. The other one to look out for, too, is Francis Ford Coppola's.
Oh, yes.
I don't think anyone has really seen it outside of the inner circle. What the title of that one is? It's
Megalopolis.
Megalopolis. Or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
That. And so that may be in contention for one of the major film festivals, maybe in Venice. I'm not too sure later on in the year.
Mm.
So that could be something to look out for. And it's Francis Ford Coppola as well, who's now in his 80s. It's very clear that films like The Godfather Saga and Apocalypse Now are seen as some of the greatest American films of all time. So depending what comes out of it, I think there's a chance with Francis Ford to see how he comes up with this film.
Very interesting. Well, we can hang up the microphone for about, 4 months until the Emmys kick off. The Emmys are hopefully back to their original start time around July, August. So we'll be back to check out those and get back in the swing of things again. But until the next time, I hope you all did well. And I hope you enjoyed yourselves. And far out, I hope you got zone for sound. That would have been really good. And remember, it's a thrill to be nominated, but it's even better to be compensated.